Bedtime Reading. The War of the Worlds. Chapter 1. Before the War. It would have seemed impossible to anyone living at the end of the 19th century to think that the Earth were being scientifically observed by highly intelligent creatures on another planet. At that time, men went about their days as usual, thinking themselves completely safe and in control. The chances of other life existing on nearby planets were thought extremely small, and it was popularly believed that if such life did exist, it would probably be less intelligent than man. Yet, soon, man would awaken from this false dream, for the beings that lived on Mars, otherwise known as Martians, wanted the Earth for themselves, and were making preparations to take it. The planet Mars is much older than the Earth. Although we know little about the planet, we do know that most of its natural resources are nearly gone. Its oceans are disappearing. Its air is without oxygen, and its temperatures are extremely low. Those living on Mars have been forced to do what people on Earth would do if they were in the same situation. Look for a new home. How attractive the Earth must then look to them, with all of its oceans and greenery, and how stupid and simple we humans must seem. When you consider the importance of survival to all living beings, from man to the lowest form of life, it can be understood that the Martians had no choice but to attack our planet and take it from us. Yet, today, when people look back on the Martian attack 6 years ago, many still think of the Martians as evil. But have humans not done the same kinds of things to animals and even to other human beings? If one were to consider how the natives of New Zealand were almost all killed by the Europeans, it does not seem so beyond human understanding. For years, the Martians made their preparations right under the noses of our scientists, who, although constantly observing, could not see Mars clearly enough through their instruments. In 1894, an observatory reported seeing a flash of light on the red planet. Looking back at that, I can only guess that that was the time they put their huge gun in place. Then, just 6 years ago, a scientist in Java reported that a large burst of fiery gas had been released from Mars and was coming toward Earth. Very few people, however, paid much attention to the discovery. One of the people who did was my friend Ogilvy. He was so excited by the news that he invited me to join him in his observatory the next evening. I remember looking through his telescope and thinking about how much space was out there between the stars and planets. Why, just between the Earth and Mars lay tens of millions of miles. The red planet looked so small, like the head of a pin. Then I caught sight of something, a flash of light. I told Ogilvy, and he took my place at the telescope. It was another burst of fire from Mars. He explained that it was probably large pieces of rock from space hitting the surface of the planet. I, of course, had no idea what it was, and just remember wishing I had a cigarette to smoke. The night was so quiet and peaceful. No one had any idea of the terrible danger that was coming straight for them in the night's silence. Over the next 10 days, a burst occurred each day at midnight. Soon the newspapers started to take more interest in the volcanoes of Mars. No one was willing to believe the idea that it might be someone or something trying to communicate with us from another planet. Ogilvy was even completely against the idea. It is almost humorous and wonderful to remember how man carried out his daily life just before the Martians arrived. I, for example, was learning how to ride a bicycle and was writing some philosophical papers on right and wrong in the modern world. I remember taking a walk with my wife and teaching her about the different patterns of stars in the sky. I even showed her which planet was Mars. There was a group of young people playing guitars and singing. The sound of the nearby train could be heard slowly moving along its tracks. The world felt very calm and peaceful.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。